Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
If you would like to get away, you come to the right place. Our visit with Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guides. The issues in front of us are traveling to Cuba. And if you have that in your mind, I certainly do. I'm going to find out how to do it quickly and efficiently, I hope, from Pauline Frommer up next here on Good Day.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What if you could enjoy more free time and still get all your work done? We'll tell you how, thanks to a tip from a listener.
Ryan says he goes to a sporting event or concert just about every week. Because he's paid for the ticket in advance, he feels compelled to go.
That's his secret. It forces him to focus so he gets his work done in less time. This greater efficiency gives him more time to have fun. We've tested it, and it works for us, too.
So what's something you really enjoy doing? Get it on your schedule. Pay in advance if you can. It creates a negative incentive, a cost with no benefit if you don't go.
So you'll push harder to get your work done in less time. Enjoy more downtime for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
All right, 55 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommer's.com. The idea that we can go to Cuba, is that exciting, people? Are there a lot of folks? I think, what is it, this weekend you can figure out, you can actually make a plan, you can reserve a seat on a plane to go to Cuba, right?
Not quite.
Oh, really?
What happened this week is the State Department made the rules even looser. It used to be that to go to Cuba legally, you had to do it in a group, and these groups were outrageously overpriced, $350, $400, $500 a day. But the State Department this week said that as long as you're going to Cuba for the reasons they consider legal, which is for educational purposes, for religious purposes, etc., you can now do it on your own. And they said that all you have to do is kind of collect documents showing that you're there for these reasons. Now, they never say in their official briefing that you're going to have to show those documents to anybody, because the truth is there's nothing set up with the government to take in those documents. So it's basically throwing the doors wide open. And in a few months, yep, there's going to be direct service from the U.S. to Cuba. It doesn't exist this weekend, but very, very soon. I think it's incredibly exciting news.
So you get on a plane, you go to Cuba. What are they throwing roadblocks in the way of this for?
Well, you're right. Absolutely. We should have the right as Americans to travel where we want. We should have the freedom to travel. But there's been this 50-year embargo, and so they're slowly dismantling it. Mm. Each time they release something, it gets a little easier. The truth is, a couple of years ago, I tried to do an article on this, finding somebody who had been prosecuted under the law. Even under Bush, even before Obama had loosened this stuff up, nobody has been prosecuted for about 20 years. In fact, groups trying to fight the embargo to Cuba desperately tried to get people prosecuted, but the government refused to prosecute them. So, you know, the dirty little secret is you could always go to Cuba. Nobody was going to really come after you. Now you can do it with a free and clear conscience. You're going to do it within the law.
Let's talk about the so-called dazzling deals that are being promoted one airline to another. Is this a good time of year either to A, be traveling or buying tickets? Are there going to be deals now that you wouldn't be able to get in the summer if you're going to take a vacation flying?
Well, these next 2 weeks are pretty packed because it's spring break.
After that,
there are definitely deals out there. And as we all know, gas costs are down. That means the biggest expense for the airlines is down. Mm-hmm. And some of them are giving a little bit of that back. Actually, the best deals are international, with some wacky carriers like WOW, airlines and Norwegian airlines, carriers you haven't heard of, who are lowering the cost of going from, say, the U.S. to Paris from places like Los Angeles and San Francisco to as little as $200 each way.
I think I'd just soon go on a on an airplane that belongs to somebody who we kind of know, if you know what I mean. Pauline Frommer.
Yeah, they're fine. They're good. Yeah,
they are. Okay, good. That's good to know. From the Frommer Travel Guide Department at Frommers.com here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. America.